Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, this is Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
And you have here between your ears Astounding Universe, our weekly attempt to channel the amazing things of the cosmos through the vast and storied mind of Bob Berman, with me as his faithful sidekick. And today, what a wonderful word. Grace us with this word, Bob.
Cloud iridescence.
Iridescence. Now, there's a word that poets can sing and scholars can write about. So somewhere between the poetry and the science, we've got iridescence. But cloud iridescence, what's that all about?
It's something that is easy to see, and we all see it even if we're trying not to, especially during this warm half of the year, and especially if we're wearing sunglasses, which a lot of us do outdoors. So the idea is, look toward any white clouds, to the fringes of the white clouds, especially those that are sort of near the sun. And very often, more often than you'd even think possible, you'll see that those white fringes turn into these incredible colors, not prismatic colors, spectral colors, not the colors of a rainbow, meaning red, green, blue, and all the rest. These are the kind of colors you'd see in peacocks and seashells. These are iridescent colors. They're a special kind of color.
Does this mean that I would have had to have switched from the decaf to the caffeinated or put other magical substances in my coffee? This is completely unaided by any hallucinogens of any kind. This is a totally natural phenomenon.
It is, and it's always gorgeous because the colors are so sweet. They're so pure. They're like bluish green, not just blue or green. They're purples and violets and browns and reddish browns and yellows and exquisite colors that can make up entire sheets of high white clouds. And when you see them and point them out to a friend, they often say, "Oh, look, a rainbow." But no, it's not a rainbow. It's not opposite the sun. It's not rainbow-type colors. It's a lot prettier than a rainbow.
All right, so the edges of clouds in the summertime, what time of day are we talking about?
Any time of day. And sometimes it's not just the edges, it's entire sheets of high, thin, in other words, cirrus clouds. You'll see sheets of these fabulous violets and blues and yellows and maroons, and there'll be colors unlike that you ever see in the rest of nature, unlike the prismatic colors that a piece of cut glass might throw on a wall in your house, unlike the rainbow colors, because it's a different process than produces all these others.
And you're going to tell us what that process is in a way that I and our listeners can understand.
Yes.
Okay.
The other colors that we see where white light is broken into colors is refraction. That's when light is bent and different colors are bent at different angles. And so the colors that make up white light are changed back into the colors that they are. Instead of being scrambled together like an omelet, the individual colors come back out again. And that's refraction. That's what gives us, let's say, a rainbow. But in iridescence, what happens is the light waves are interfering with other light waves, destroying them, canceling them out. So some colors are forced to disappear, leaving other colors present, and those colors are forced to mix in strange ways with yet other colors to produce new colors that are not part of the radiations that come from the sun and the stars. And that's what makes them so unique.
Now, is it the clouds that's doing this? Is that where the mixing?
It is in the cloud. What happens is that the edges of clouds often have droplets of different sizes. So as the light from the sun is hitting these droplets and are being refracted, it starts with refraction being bounced out to the side. They go through different sized droplets so that the waves of one light frequency meet the middle of a wave of the next light frequency because of those different sized droplets. And because of that, there's a canceling out or destruction of some colors of light and an enhancement of other colors. And that's what concocts these new combinations. We see iridescence in roadside puddles, oily puddles beside the road. We see it in peacock feathers. We see it in seashells, mother of pearl. That's where we also get those strange non-prismatic, non-spectral colors.
Now I got, when as soon as you said the puddle and the oil, I got it. Now I know what you're talking about. Because with the clouds, I was thinking, well, maybe I've just, really, you know, like Jody Mitchell, maybe I haven't seen clouds from both sides now. I was like, okay, well, I'll take your word for that one. But yes, of course, that's iridescence.
Yes, and cloud iridescence is something every week. You'll see it even a couple of times a week if you start looking up at high, thin white clouds or the fringes of white clouds near the sun. You have to see it even before a week is up, and then point it out to your friends, and they'll say, what is that? And it's even a pretty word, isn't it? It's mellifluous cloud iridescence. Lovely.
There's a T-shirt for you. Well, so now when fans and friends, next time for you, have to meet Bob and I at an event or something like that, just come up to him, give him the knowing nod, and say, iridescence. And, you know, you'll get the secret handshake. All right. You got me looking up now. Now I know what to look for. That's great, man. Thank you. So, much iridescence to you all. I'm Jim Messler.
And I'm Bob Berman.
This is Astounding Universe, and we'll catch you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.